or 59. Late west wind increasing 9 to 14 miles per hour and about 40% chance of precipitation. On Saturday, chance of rain, showers before 5 a.m., then a chance of rain, snow showers, if you can believe that. Mostly cloudy with a low about 31. Sunday, a chance of snow showers again before 8 a.m., mostly sunny with a high of 43, and then partly cloudy with a low around 30 on Sunday night. Chance of rain on Monday with a high about 56. So we're going to go to our quick break, and then we're going to have our conversation with some representatives for the upcoming powwow event that's going to be held at Raritan Valley Community College. Again, this is Good Morning Hunterdon, and I'm Jeannie Murphy filling in for Chris Bianco. Big C. We'll be right back.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome to our show this morning. Good morning, Hunterdon. I'm Jeannie Murphy filling in for Chris Bianco, Big C. He's not feeling well today. We're hoping he's feeling better. It's my pleasure, actually, to introduce you to three individuals that are in studio here at Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station. Stephen Kaufman, Emily Raven, Standing Bear, and Patrick Little Wolf in studio again. And they're here to talk about an upcoming event. It's actually the Raritan Valley Community College is going to be hosting its first powwow on Saturday, April 9th, featuring Native American dancers, musicians, crafts, and foods from all across the United States and Canada. Gates are going to be open at 9 a.m., and it should not be missed. The grand entry starts at 12 o'clock noon. Again, numerous dancers and craft demonstrations. I know we're going to get into details about that. Everybody here, these three guests, are going to tell us all about what's going on. So I'm going to ask you first, Emily Raven Standing Bear, to say hello.
Hi.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Emily Raven Standing Bear, and I'm Okanichi Saponi, a nation that originated in the Virginias and North Carolina. There's actually only maybe 1,500 surviving descendants of my people, so our tribe is very small. And I am the executive producer of Ravenswing Productions, and the goal of the mission of my company is to share the Native American culture and to educate the public about Native American people and our traditions, and to increase awareness of some of the things that we're dealing with in the contemporary society. We do presentations at schools and libraries and museums, and we address these issues because there's a lot of, you know, myths about Native people out there that's being taken as truth. And so what we try to do is dispel the stereotypes, dispel the myths that people think they know about Native people, because the great majority of the people that we come across in our programs either learned about Native people from late-night reruns of The Lone Ranger or from old movies, and these were instilled in them, you know, when they were young. And as they grew up, because there wasn't a lot of information about Native culture, that's what they believed to be true. But now with social media and the internet, that has gone a long way to really get information and truth about our history and our culture out in the world, and it's been a great thing. And so my goal as producer of the company is to go out and share that knowledge and further the education to the public. We think of ourselves, if you will, as a living museum. We have 60 dancers. We work with three live drums. We have demonstrators, bead work, leather work, all kinds of crafts. And we go to different places and give the public one-on-one interactive relationship so they can see and touch and feel and ask questions of Native people themselves instead of, you know, thinking about the myths or going to a book that maybe is not that accurate about the information, we provide the opportunity for them to learn and actually talk to Native people from all over the country to learn, you know, and ask questions. And it seems to be working. You know, we really enjoy doing programs. I think of this as sort of my legacy. And so I'm hoping they'll be able to do this for a long, long time.
That's just fascinating, and I'm so glad to have you here and learning about this. I can't wait until the events. April, is that April 9th at Raritan Valley Community College?
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Patrick Little Wolf? Tell us about yourself.
Hello. Good morning. My name is Patrick Little Wolf Brooks. I'm part of the Tuscarora Nation of the Iroquois Society, upstate New York, and I'm a co-producer of Ravenswing Productions, just helping to spread the word about Native Americans and what things we have going on in society today, especially with Native veterans. I'm a 12-year Army veteran myself. And unlike a lot of cultures, we really celebrate our veterans every single weekend. We don't wait around till Veterans Day to show our appreciation. So part of the Warrior Society of my people, I represent the Native Americans that have given or are giving their lives in service of the country, just like we did for hundreds of years now.
Wonderful work. Very interesting. I can't wait to get more into it. Now, we're making introductions right now. This is Good Morning Hunterdon. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's 9:09 a.m. We're going to talk now. Stephen Kaufman, Raritan Valley archaeologist.
Anthropologist. As well.
Okay.
It's great to be here. And first, I want to thank you for subbing for Chris.
Oh,
it's
my pleasure.
Really appreciated. This program coming up is very important. But I've been teaching at the college for 40 years, and I've been offering a course in Native American Studies, which was one of my areas of interest, and the responsibility of an anthropology course is introduce people to cultures across the world. And then, as it turned out, and this will give a little bit of the origins of the powwow and how I met first Patrick and later Emily, I happened to be on sabbatical one year, and in fact, I was in the desert Southwest looking at Native American communities at the time. And then word got back to me that there was a student by the name of Patrick Littlewolf who was interested in expanding the programming and course offerings at the college. So Patrick and I started talking, and lo and behold, we find ourselves 4 years later with a powwow coming to the college. And really the purpose of the powwow is to use it as a basis or a springboard from which the college can grow its Native American programs, activities, offer scholarships. And one of the important things about the powwow is that the net proceeds from the powwow are going to be used to support Native American programming and scholarships at the college and to make Native Americans feel more welcome. Emily and I have done a little bit of research, and she said one figure, and I said, let me look at it again from the 2010 census. And it turns out that there are 124,000 self-identified Native Americans living in our tri-state area.
Really?
Yes. And
wow.
That includes New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And
in Connecticut.
Actually, I didn't include Connecticut.
Oh, really?
That's why I said our tri-state area. Because if I was in New York, I used a different tri-state area.
Okay.
So that's why I was being very careful. If I threw in Connecticut, the number would probably be 160,000 to 170,000.
Mm-hmm.
So but the point is that there are lots of Native Americans in the area, and the question is, how do we bring them into our community? How do we recognize them? How do we make them feel welcome? And we're looking at this powwow, again, as being a springboard. And as Emily so beautifully pointed out, this is an opportunity for Native Americans to certainly get together, reconnect with each other, establish new friends, but it's really a primary responsibility for us as a school to educate the community
mm-hmm.
about the richness of Native Americans. And as Emily once pointed out, and the study was done, most people think Native Americans, in quotes, ended in the 1890s with the ends of the Plains War.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is that Native Americans are a very vital part of our community. And they live multiple lives, as all of us do.
Mm-hmm.
But this one just isn't recognized. And part of the purpose of the powwow is to bring that forward. And so that's what we're offering. And we're very, very excited by it. But if I can just add one other thought, the powwow program actually has two components to it.
Okay.
We've specially designed a program on Friday for school children. And I use the word school children loosely because some of them are coming from high schools.
April 8th?
April 8th? Friday, April 8th. Okay. And, you know, there's still some space available. So if there are people out there listening that want to get their classes involved, they can certainly call.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A man who dedicated his lifelong service to the nation of Israel, holding every position of note in that nation's government, has died as Shimon Peres passed away overnight at 93. The Nobel Prize winner had suffered a stroke earlier this month. About a year ago, he gave an interview before a large group of college students, during which he said
that, in my judgment, my greatest mistake in life was my dreams were too small. And my recommendation, dream great, don't dream small.
A funeral for Peres is expected to be held on Friday. The Senate will vote today to override President Obama's veto of a 9/11 bill allowing families of 9/11 victims to sue Saudi Arabia in American courts. The House is expected to follow suit before the week is over. This is USA Radio News.
You've seen the headlines. Yahoo was hacked and over 500 million user accounts were jeopardized. If you have ever had a Yahoo email account, you're at risk of identity theft, and you must protect yourself now. ID Lion has got your back. USA Radio Network listeners can sign up now for free to get ID Lion's identity theft insurance. This hack is going to cause millions grief, bad credit reports, and more headaches. Hackers are devious, and you should prepare for the worst. The fraud resolution team at ID Lion is there to help you if your identity has been stolen. One in four Americans will experience identity theft. Insure your identity now with ID Lion. Call 1-800-941-6844. Remember, it's risk-free for our listeners, and you'll get a free gift for signing up today. Again, the number to call, ID Lion, 1-800-941-6844.
The prospect of the next terrorist-inspired attack on our homeland is the thing that keeps us up at night.
Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson discusses the threat from homegrown terrorist-inspired attacks during a Senate committee hearing yesterday.
This makes for a more complicated and challenging homeland security public safety environment.
Following bombings in New York City and New Jersey and an attack in Minnesota carried out by people living in the U.S., Johnson and FBI Director James Comey acknowledged at that hearing a big challenge is preventing ISIS from inspiring, enabling, and sometimes directing U.S. citizens and others living in the U.S. to engage in such acts of violence. Wells Fargo CEO John Stumpf now forfeiting unvested stock worth about $41 million as well as his salary, while an investigation is underway into charges Wells Fargo workers opened as many as 2 million accounts without customers' knowledge. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The first presidential debate is one for the record books, at least in one respect. Nielsen reports an estimated 84 million people watched the first debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. That's the most ever to tune into a presidential debate. It topped more than the 80 million viewers who watched the 1980 debate between Ronald Reagan and Jimmy Carter. Actor Tom Hanks made a couple's wedding photos extra special, as we hear from correspondent Lisa G in New York.
The Oscar winner stopped by to congratulate newlyweds Elizabeth and Ryan as they were taking pictures in Central Park this past weekend.
I could have just walked through the back of the video and they might have checked it out later on. But, I decided just to wish the happy couple well.
Wedding photographer Meg Miller captured the photobomb moments and posted the photos on her Instagram page. Hanks even shared a selfie with the couple on Twitter saying, "Congrats and blessings." Lisa G, New York.
and a nationwide phenomenon of killer clown reports has now come to the state of New Jersey, where at least four reports have been logged of clown sightings just days after similar reports were coming out of Philadelphia. On Sunday in Phillipsburg, three clowns reportedly came out of the woods chasing a child. In another instance, a jester wielding a sword was chasing a youngster. Police are saying residents should keep calm and use their common sense. Remember, if you like what you hear here on USA Radio News, you'll love WesternJournalism.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. My name is Rich Gaderi, and there's something wrong with our theme music this morning. Let's see if we try that one more time. But if not, we'll start our show and take a look at what today's weather is. We're starting to feel a crispness in the fall air, so let's take a look. The National Weather Service is telling us, let's see, okay, the National Weather Service is telling us that it's currently fair skies and 66 degrees. Today it's going to be mostly sunny, then a patchy drizzle later in the day, 20% with a high of 71 degrees. Tonight there's a 50% chance of showers with a low of 58. On Thursday there's an 80% chance of showers. I think rain is going to be coming in the next couple of days, unfortunately, with a high of 67. On Thursday, it's going to be Thursday evening, it's going to be an 80% chance of showers as well, with a low of 58. On Friday, again, an 80% chance of showers with a high of 65. On Friday night, a 60% chance of showers likely with a low of 58. I hate to say this, folks, the weekend's coming, and on Saturday, 50% chance of showers with a high of 68. Saturday night, a 50% chance of showers with a low of 57. And on Sunday, once again, chance of showers with a high of 74. Well, my name is Richard Scuderi, and our program is called Modern Design. We meet each Wednesday live here in studio in Flemington at the CenturyLink building, and we talk about all things design on Modern Design. I have a showroom called Mavenhill Designs at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. It's at the at the Flemington Circle, which is a little bit under construction right now, but very easy to get in and out of the shop. And you can reach me with any questions or anything if you want to browse or you need some help with some things at 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Well, today's topic happens to be the new neutrals. And there is a trend that's going on in design where less color is very much in style. Now, I'm a big color guy. I love color. I love beautiful, the rich corals that I'm seeing out there paired with a lot of different colors. I love navy blue. I think it's just one of the best colors. I love rich chocolate browns. I love citrus green. I love color. But we are on a trend if you look at the design magazines or the programs, and you'll see a lot of neutrals. And as I predicted in looking at some of my trade magazines, for fall, I'm seeing a lot of paired neutrals together. That is the combination specifically of gray and beige. And in a lot of the fabrics that I'm looking at and ordering samples of, it's combinations of grays and beiges and whites, layered neutral. So I'm going to tell you how to achieve this look and some of the things you can do to pare down your colors and have a more simple monochromatic look in your scheme and be a little bit fresher and more up to date. But we're going to take some commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambies, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambies Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambies Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
And we are back with more of Modern Design here on Hunterton Chamber Radio. Our today's topic is the new neutrals, decorating using neutrals. If any of you watch the HGTV program, there's a couple of designers, a man and a woman team in Texas, and they do a lot of decorating. The name of the show escaped me right now. I will think of it probably after the broadcast is over. But they do use a lot of neutrals in their decorating, and it's quite a popular show. I think it's Fixer Upper is what the show is called. And they take old houses in good areas, and then they sort of restore them. And the designer, the wife, Joanna, consistently from house to house brings in a lot of neutrals, a lot of texture, a lot of white walls, a lot of, in her case, shiplap, a lot of grays, a lot of soft neutrals, layered neutrals. And I do see that in a lot of my decorating in the stores that I go to with people when I go to purchase things for my store, and again in the trade magazines. And what people are showing me, you go to sites like Houzz or Pinterest, and you see a lot of layered neutrals, a lot of things like texture and metallics, but things that don't necessarily add color. And if they do add color, it's sort of just a little pop of color in a room that's mostly neutral. And I think that goes to what's going on right now in decorating, which is basically simplifying. One of the things that I do a lot, and I talk about it in the program here, is I have sort of a one-off. It's a $199 charge where I'll come to your house. The coupon's at my website, and also you can just call my office, and we'll set up an appointment. And it's a pair of fresh eyes for $199 plus tax. We'll come out to your house, and we'll go room by room and give you a list of things that you can do to make your house look more updated. And often a lot of those things have it to do with what's called paring down, and that is not having so many accessories to begin with. Simplifying, because that's what the current modern design is. It's just simpler, less ornamentation, less clutter, simpler lines. But the next thing is more neutral tones. Maybe not red walls anymore. Maybe we want to have sort of just a soft, warm white, or a light tan, or a light gray, and then pair those neutrals with other neutrals, and then maybe just a little bit of a pop of color here and there. So that's really the trend. Is it my favorite? No, it's not my favorite. But I do see in smaller spaces, and if you're trying to make your home look more up to date, that's a way that you can do that, and it's most of it can be done very inexpensively. So if you do ever want to have a one-off or a one consultation, through my company. You can reach me at 908-884-0770. We'll set up a appointment for you. We'll come out room by room. We'll give you some wonderful ideas that you can continue to do yourself, or we can help you with that. But again, neutralizing the colors and neutralizing clutter and just making it sort of more simple, very streamlined. And that's really the current look. Benjamin Moore's color of the year is called Simply White, and it sort of speaks to what's going on right now. As I say, I've always said on Modern Design, I'm not a big fan of white on the walls. I don't think there's any contrast. But doing light grays, Benjamin Moore's Revere Pewter and Edgecombe Gray are sort of very soft combinations of gray and beige. They're pretty neutral. And I like to pair them with super white trim. So you have a very crisp white going on for your trim. And then a slightly darker but neutral color on the walls. Any tones of gray are good. There's something called Gray Owl. That's a Benjamin Moore color that I like. Soft grays, the OC colors. They're all very, very in right now. The millennials in particular, but people in general, are asking me for colors. They're coming in. They're going to House, Pinterest, and some of these websites. And they're coming in. They're taking their red walls and their green walls, and they're neutralizing them with grays and beiges. Those are the tones, and layered of those tones. The only colors that you're seeing right now with the new neutrals are some navy. Pops of navy are good. And I also see pops of orange. But other than that, I'm not seeing a lot of color right now. So there are things that you can do in your own environment to change. Now, number one is what we've already said. And let's say if you have a brightly colored room, there's a room in my house that's a sort of a mid-tone green, which I really love. If I wanted to neutralize it, I'd probably go and pick. Well, first of all, trim has all gone very white, no matter what color you do in design. So if you have trim in your house, you want to take it to what's called Benjamin Moore Super White, and I'm sure there's a similar color in Sherwin-Williams, which is a very crisp white. Because you have lighter or more neutral colors on the wall, you need to have some contrast. So lightening up your trim really takes advantage of that. Then we want to put grays, beiges, neutral tones on the walls. Taupes are also very good. Taupes are nice because they really pair well with anything. So grays and beiges and the combination of those really go well together. Once that's done, as a second step, as I say, we need to look at each room and start paring down things. How many things do we have on a table? How many things do we have on a sideboard? Simplify the things that you do. Then you want to take a look at maybe changing out or swapping out some of the accessories to give you that sort of fresh, sort of neutral look that's in right now. And one of the ways you can do that is pillows. Pillows are the easiest thing to change out. I know I have tons of sets of pillows, certainly because I have them in my store, but every once in a while I like to change out pillows. Pillows wear out, you know, people put pillows on the floor and they sort of just run their course at times. So let's say you have a sofa that's sort of a tan. Well, you can go out and get some great pillows in a neutral tone, maybe with a geometric pattern. Geometric patterns are very popular right now. So I was looking for fabrics yesterday in the fabric store, and I saw what's called an iCat fabric, which is kind of interesting looking. And the iCat was sort of grays and browns. So in my off-white sofa, I could add some grays and browns and then maybe a couple of chocolate brown pillows to my neutral sofa. And voila, I have a much more simplified, much more up-to-date look. The second thing you can do are throws. Throws are wonderful. I know at night I work a very long day, and when I get home at night, sometimes when I'm watching TV, I like to put a throw on me. And, you know, changing your throws out to soft grays and beiges are wonderful because it's an inexpensive thing to do. It's a practical thing to do. And it's a really good amount of color because the fabric has color in it. And if your walls are very neutral and you have a gray throw or a sort of chocolate brown throw, it really adds some dimension to the space. So that's another thing you can do. Decorating using white accessories, something that has become very popular right now. I'm working on a project, a historic project in South Orange in the Montrose District, and the house is very dark. It's a beautiful, beautiful house that was built at the turn of the century. But it's very dark. The floors are very dark. In the foyer, as you would imagine, there's tons of very dark woodwork in the space. And then there's actually, in the foyer, there's a fireplace that goes the length of the room, and the fireplace is clad in a beautiful original tile that's sort of a dark blue-green color. So, and it has a mantle that's also very dark. Now, these things are historic, so you certainly don't want to change them. You just want to keep them the way they are, and I've been working on preserving it. But it came time that we've gotten the base done is to accessorize a little bit. So I wanted to accessorize the mantle, the fireplace, and anything I put against this sort of dark blue-green original tile from the turn of the century didn't work. It just sort of got lost. So I decided, why don't I go out and decorate with neutrals? I went out and I got a couple of wonderful temple jars, footed glass temple jars, which add some sheen, and I used white orbs, different type of white things. One was sort of a white potpourri thing, and one was like different type orbs that have texture that were sort of an off-white color. And the whites incorporated in the clear glass against the sort of dark blue-green really popped, and you could see them from a distance. On the other side, I got a beautiful container, a mercury glass container, and put in some moss, some sort of light green moss, and then added a artificial but very good quality white orchid. So the orchid was on one side with the silver and the white, and the opposite side you had footed jars, temple jars, that were filled with things that had white against the dark. And then we did a wonderful clock, a mantle clock, which was also similar. It had light and dark tones. But it was just amazing how it came together. And you stood back from that and you got dimension because you had the darkness of the backdrop, and then you had the brightness of the forward, and it really brought light to the space. So decorating with white is wonderful. In my living room of my own house, I decided it's a big room, and I felt that it was kind of empty. So I added sort of a table, just a random table in the corner of a space, and I went out and I got about a 3-foot white temple jar. It's sort of a really beautiful, oversized jar with a lid on it. And it has a geometric pattern, but it's white. And I can use it as a vase. I can open the top and put great branches in it, which I do sometimes seasonally in the springtime. I'll fill it with any sort of branches that I have. I remember in April I put forsythia branches, and they were great. You can put willow branches in there and so on. It's a terrific look, or you can put the top on. And it looks wonderful in the space. So accessorizing with white is something you can really do. Another thing I did was I was working on a kitchen in Maplewood, and we painted it sort of a caramel color. And I wanted to do something on the walls, but I wanted to be, it wasn't a very big space, and I wanted it to be sort of more neutral. So I went out and I bought white, plain white dishes against this caramel wall of different shapes. And I put the white dishes on the wall. I did an oval platter in the center of this wall. And then different dishes that were just unadorned, plain white dishes on a saturated caramel color wall. Oh my goodness, what a great look. Really, really looked nice in the space. So again, if you're focusing on decorating and to be current, the new neutrals, grays and beiges, creams and whites are the way to go. A lot of texture you add, a lot of sparkle using some metallics, and you're on your way. Okay, we're on to our next set of commercials. We'll be back shortly with more modern design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntertonChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design here on Hunterton Chamber Radio. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been an interior designer in New Jersey for almost 20 years now. I'm located right here in Flemington, New Jersey, at the Flemington Circle, which again is under construction. It's 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington. Our phone number is 908-884-0770. Today's topic happens to be the new neutrals, pairing grays and beiges together and coming up with looks that are much more up-to-date, contemporary, and very much in style. So we were walking off of a list here of how to make your house a little bit more neutral. And we talked about the paint colors, neutralizing that, adding accessories that are neutrals. Maybe you'll add a pattern, but have it be sort of grays and beiges. Have it be tone on tone, maybe whites or off-whites that are have texture or pattern, but not necessarily color. The next thing I want to talk about is accessorizing using mercury glass. I absolutely love mercury glass. It's sort of that silvery glass that you see, and then you see that it's sort of weathered looking. And you see, you can't stop going to any store without having some mercury glass in something. Wonderful for votive containers because they're very reflective, that you can use some white candles. Although these days I see more battery-operated candles than I ever have before. And the good thing about that is if you encapsulate a battery-operated candle in glass, you really can't tell the difference, and it's very safe. But a lot of mercury glass votives, beautiful bowls, and accessorizing using mercury glass. It's nice because, again, it adds a little bit of sparkle. It adds a little bit of light to a space, but keeps it neutral at the same time. Using metallic finishes also are a great way to incorporate the new style and neutrals. I see a lot of silver picture frames, things using silver accessories, platters, things in silver. You know what I also noticed? Gold is back. I was in Pottery Barn in Short Hills Mall, I think on Monday, picking up something I ordered for a customer, and I noticed there was so much gold. Gold was back. Gold lanterns, gold accessories. But the gold is very different. It's a very rich gold, but it's very flat looking. It's not like shiny brass from the 90s. It's a very matte, very sort of gold. It's a very strong gold, but it's a very, very matte finish. And I saw it in almost all the finishes. They had everything available in brushed nickel, but gold, and they were pushing the gold. The other thing that I'm seeing a lot with the period of time with metals is mixed metals, where people are mixing silver and gold together. And to tell you the truth, I really think it looks kind of good. Another store that I had been to on Monday was Williams-Sonoma. And you know, in the Williams-Sonoma stores now, in select stores, in the back, they don't have any dedicated stores. You buy the stuff online, and I have a trade account there. But in the back of the stores, they're starting to do furniture in the stores. So in the Short Hill store, they have a good amount of space in the back. So they have a setup with a beautiful tablescape and a beautiful couch and some chairs and things of that nature. Not a full-scale store, but it gives you sort of an idea of some of the things that they carry. And they did a Thanksgiving table, and I sort of was inspired by it because it was all done in neutrals. The table was very nice. It didn't have a tablecloth on it. It had placemats on it, and the placemats were sort of neutral. And then they had a charger plate, and the charger plate was done in sort of a – it was wood, but in sort of a chocolate brown tone. And then they had another charger that was silver on top of that. And then the dishes were sort of a very Thanksgiving-y, fall-looking dish that was sort of brown and white and had like a Thanksgiving scene on it, and they went all around the space. Then they decorated the space in white pumpkins, little miniature white pumpkins around the space, and some votives. The glasses, the base of the glasses were sort of a glass that was sort of a brown, and then it had, of course, the clear glass on top. So they layered browns and grays in the table setting. And even in the centerpiece of the table, it was just sort of dried different things, artichokes, things of that nature, didn't have a lot of color, in a beautiful container, lots of mercury glass accessories and candles, and layers of gray and brown, which sounds kind of boring, but it really looked nice together. It sort of had a fresh look to it. You know, you're always expecting in a Thanksgiving table or a fall table setting for there to be a lot of oranges and golds and burgundies, and this was sort of just grays and browns, but it was sort of reinvented in a way that I thought surprisingly looked very nice, and you certainly can incorporate some of that. I know in my store I carry charger plates that are wood, and there are some different looks there, one that looks like burl, one that looks like a dark wicker, and they look really nice. If you have simple plain white plates or a cream color plate, it really dresses the plate up to have a charger that has sort of that wood look. And that's actually the next thing on my look, the look of wood. I'm seeing wood looks in almost everything that I do. There's a guest that's been on the show before, Joe Amino, and he is with Johnson Hardwoods. And what they're starting to do is they're selling wood that goes on the walls. Typically, you'd use it as an accent, like a fireplace wall or a headboard wall or so on. And it's clad in wood that goes on the walls. Typically, it's very linear looking, and it creates another texture. I was in a hair salon in Peapack and Gladstone the other day in the reception or the waiting area to get your hair cut. And what they had done is they had taken logs, if you will, like slices, beautiful slices of logs. The walls were sort of a neutral off-white color. And the logs the slices of logs were just put up on the wall as in round circles in sort of a grouping. And that was the design. And it was very neutral, sort of off-white walls with very, very white trim. And these slices, which were very interesting looking, of wood, of logs, of a tree that had been cut. That's another look I'm seeing. Yesterday, I noticed I bought one of those spiralizers that they're all talking about, where you sort of crank and your zucchini becomes linguine. So when I was looking there, I noticed there were cutting boards, beautiful cutting boards, and they were just sort of raw wood. And there was something that you would leave out, and show as a decoration. You wouldn't necessarily put away. And they just looked like, again, a slice of wood. So people are decorating with wood. Again, not a color, a neutral with texture, a natural element, and something that's very, very sharp looking. Okay, we're going to go to a quick news break, and we'll be back with more of Modern Design and today's topic, the new neutrals.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I found that to work is much more interesting than to take a vacation.
That's the voice of a former Israeli prime minister, former Israeli president, and former almost everything else in that nation's government over the years, Shimon Peres, who's died at the age of 93 a few weeks after a stroke.
You know, people ask me, why don't you retire? I says, what do you want for my life? What do you want me to do? To buy a dog? Sit at the beach, and what? I shall be bold.
That's Peres in an appearance at an Israeli college about a year ago. His funeral's expected to be Friday. Investigators reviewing footage of an officer-involved shooting in El Cajon in Southern California yesterday. Police say they responded to reports of an irrational man, and he held out an object that looked like a gun, though officials say no weapon was found at the scene. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Tirza, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arn on the basis of the rights our founders fought for in the Revolution and secured in the Constitution.
The American Republic's meaning and proper method of operation is to be found in two documents, in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. That's about 5,000 words of text. That's not very much. They're simple, they're beautiful, they can be understood and be retained. A human being is a certain kind of thing and requires to be treated in a certain way. A human being is a thing that has rights, and those rights are inalienable according to the Declaration. You've got to respect them. And it also follows that given the kind of thing a human being is, government needs to be organized in certain ways. And I think that that is the argument of the American Revolution.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket constitution and declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
U.S. Senate Democrats blocking a short-term spending bill to keep the federal government running past Friday. Their problem with it? They say it includes money for flood victims in Louisiana, so it should also provide funding for victims of the Flint, Michigan water crisis. Majority Leader Republican Senator Mitch McConnell says there's a chance that complaint could be answered by simply removing the flood relief money.
We keep hearing that their position is no Flint, no floods. That's certainly an option worth discussing.
And again, in the meantime, the government could shut down on Friday. The Senate will vote today to override President Obama's veto of a 9/11 bill, and the House is expected to follow suit. It's a measure allowing families of 9/11 victims to sue Saudi Arabia in American courts. It was vetoed by President Obama, but this could become the first veto override of his presidency. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one, you can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip two, switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico, get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
The nation's Homeland Security chief tells a Senate panel the war on terror has evolved into something new.
The threat to our homeland evolving from terrorist-directed attacks to a global threat environment that now includes terrorist-inspired attacks.
Secretary Jay Johnson speaking to that Senate panel yesterday, just days after bombings in New York and New Jersey and a knife attack at a mall in Minnesota were carried out by people living in the United States.
I'm just a regular dude that did the right thing.
That man is Lee Parker. He's one of two New Jersey men who are being hailed as heroes after they found pipe bombs outside the Elizabeth train station and immediately alerted police. The actions of Parker, who was homeless until the incident, and his friend Ivan White, leading to a chain of events which led to the arrest of the accused New York, New Jersey terrorist bomber Ahmad Khan Rahami. The mayor of Elizabeth saying the two deserve to be honored as they were yesterday, receiving the keys to the city.
Even though these two gentlemen may be on the what's called on the fringes of society, they're good people nonetheless.
Again, Parker was homeless until the incident, but now donations, including a hotel room, meals, and gift cards for groceries have been pouring in for him. They top $30,000 in value. And billionaire Elon Musk now says he wants to start a city on Mars, announcing yesterday plans to send as many as 1 million people to start a self-sustaining city on the red planet. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And I am Richard Scuderi with Modern Design. We meet each Wednesday here in Flemington, New Jersey, talking all things design. Today's topic happens to be the new neutrals, layering grays and beiges, and creating a statement using texture, using metals, using wood, using other elements. Certainly very much a design trend. And when we have color, it's pops of color. And just sort of simplifying your design, less ornamentation, and a more simple, more streamlined profile. I did want to mention that also lends itself towards the style of furniture. You will notice if you're going to buy new furniture that lines are much straighter. If you're looking at tile, tile is very linear. If you're looking at furniture, furniture is very straight. You see tight-backed pillows for sofas and chairs now. You see what's called a track arm on sofas, which is sort of a straight arm that goes up and down, and it's sort of inset. You're not seeing the big rolled arms anymore. You'll notice that things are straighter and more pared down and less color. We had John McClain on a couple of weeks ago from Rugs to Riches here in Flemington, and he said when people are picking carpets now, they're not picking colors anymore. They're picking neutrals. They're picking sand colors. They're picking sort of soft beiges and taupes and light grays, and they're not going room to room with different colors anymore. They're doing a one stone color or soft gray or gray beige throughout the house. When I've said from the consulting that I've done for painting, people are going to colors like Edgecombe Gray and Gray Owl and Revere Pewter, which are combinations of gray and beiges. In fact, the word, the buzzword this year has been grayge, a combination of gray and beige, which is the new neutrals. As I said, I was at the fabric store yesterday, and I went down the aisle purposely as fodder for the show today, and I saw lots of different wonderful geometric and different shapes of fabrics using a really rich brown and gray together, and they were actually quite nice. As I mentioned, iCat was one that I cut and took a piece of as a sample, which was very nice. But I saw wonderful stripes in gray and beige together, which were very, very nice as well. I saw a lot of geometric patterns, sort of graphic patterns in grays and beiges, and they were kind of sophisticated looking. Again, when you compare grays and beiges and chocolate browns and silver, that's a very monochromatic look, but it could be very elegant. It also allows what you have pop. So if you were to have that sort of a scenario and you had a big oversized maybe silver bowl and you filled it with a big brown pine cones, you would notice the architecture or the shape of the pine cones. And it would be sort of a look in itself. Furniture stands the same way. Again, straighter lines on the furniture, and the fabrics on furnitures are very neutral. I see lots of grays and off-whites and taupes and soft neutral colors, definitely on the cool end of the spectrum. But what people are adding is embellishments of nail heads. And I'm seeing a lot of nail heads done in chrome, a lot of nail heads done in nickel, and even back to the golds, the new sort of matte gold. But you're getting that neutral fabric now with straight lines, and then the ornamentation of metal of the nail heads is very, very popular. And then when you're layering that with pillows, they're using sort of neutral colors with that, or sometimes they'll do a pop of color. Again, as I see vibrant colors around, navy blue is very popular, and orange, those two colors I see as being popular. But other than, and they're being used as pops of color. For the most part, lots of grays and beiges. Now, something that I'm seeing now for fall, and it's already started to happen, and I had predicted it about a month ago, is a return of animal print. Because when you have grays and browns, animal print looks really nice with that palette. It's a really nice palette. So I'm seeing lots of pictures that have zebras. Zebras are back. And sort of that safari look, but done in a more contemporary look. Sort of canvases, blank canvases that are unframed, and then there'll be a picture of a zebra or a picture of something that was sort of very safari looking, or black and white art mixed with dark brown or sepia tone. Lots of things in those sort of gray and beige palette. Again, furniture, very straight lines, lots of texture. I'm not seeing sort of cotton twill. I'm seeing lots of texture on the fabric, and then pillows and stuff that sort of follow suit, but they're sort of grays and beiges. Another thing I'm seeing is distressing on wood, sort of mid-tone wood, not so dark anymore, and then distressed. You'll see a distressed coffee table. And then, again, the accessories are metal. There's some shine to them. So instead of color, you're getting your bling from the metal surfaces. I saw a beautiful bowl yesterday, and it looked like tree branches, but it was done in silver. It was sort of a silver big bowl. And then you would put some sort of like either chocolate brown orbs or something of nature. That combination of the wood colors with the silver metals are very hot and very in right now. And, you know, they can be quite nice. Even things like if you're accessorizing and you want to try something different for the season, do like they did on that beautiful table over at Williams-Sonoma in Short Hills Mall. Go get white pumpkins. Do everything in white. Do your mums. I saw that recently, and I thought it would look terrible. I saw beautiful the it's funny because when you make the color neutral, then the texture stands out. So that were really nice-looking pots. that sort of were metal, and they had sort of a brown look to them. And then the mums were white, just sort of simple white. And you notice the mum, you notice the foliage. And then the pumpkins that I saw were white pumpkins, different white pumpkins. And they looked really nice. I noticed a shop recently had in their window, they had glass pumpkins, and the glass pumpkins were done in sort of a clear and brown. And I also saw silver-leafed again. I saw silver-leafed pumpkins at a shop, and I thought that was kind of nice and different. It's sort of a play on, you know, what you see every year and making it fresh and showing that you take initiative in what you do. So sometimes those things are fun to do. Would I want it always to be neutral and monochromatic? Probably not. But it is a way to make your space look more updated, and you feel that you're par for the course. And that you're, you know, you're part of what's going on, and you're keeping fresh and you're keeping up to date. All right, we have one more set of commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambee's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
And we are back with Modern Design. I have to say we have a new sponsor, that Pambee's, the ice cream place, and rose cardamom, and some of those flavors that sound really, really interesting. You should check that place out. So our topic today happens to be the new neutrals. We have a few minutes left, and we're talking about things you can do to change out, maybe swap out, and make your place look a little bit more neutral and more up-to-date. Again, maybe lighter paint colors, more neutral paint colors. White trim helps, paring down the accessories, and then using new things like adding wood elements or silvers and metals as opposed to pops of big pops of color. So one of the last things I wanted to talk about was draperies. Drapery is a great way to create a look because it's a lot of fabric. So it really registers with the eye. So if you're going to look at some panels to replace some drapery panels, maybe you want to look at a monochromatic fabric, something that's very tone on tone, taupes, beige, tans, that have texture or maybe a graphic print, but the print is done in browns or tans or grays, and that has a great look. Again, I told you the iCat was something that was wonderful. Also with shades, I see a lot of wonderful woven wood shades now. That's a great way to get some texture in and bring the element of wood and neutrals into your space. Matchstick blinds always look terrific, either lined or unlined, because they create texture in a space and they are neutral and they'll contrast against a light paint wall, very painted wall very well. Again, anything in your fabrics that you do, very straight lines. So a cornice, maybe a wonderful cornice that's done in sort of a gray or a tan, and then it has nail heads on it, so it has a very interesting look. Or maybe it's just a gray cornice, and then it's trimmed out, maybe some brown leather. That's always a nice thing to look. Again, animal print, burled wood, maybe do some black and white frames in your pictures in your space, but then do them with a burled wood frame so you have the richness of the burled wood and the black and white theme. So there's sort of just sort of a general consensus here of just simplifying for this look. Make it look very simple, very monochromatic, very pared down, but very elegant. Use big, when you work with these colors, you want to use big elements. Not a lot of them, but big. Have a big vase and then do wonderful curly willow, which is a brown. Have, big elements in your decorating. Maybe one piece or two pieces on a mantle or a sideboard, but make them count. Okay, well, we're running out of time for today, but thank you for listening to Modern Design. We're having wonderful guests this month and throughout the season going into Thanksgiving, and we'll keep you up to date on everything that's related to design. Thank you, everybody, and have a great day. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I found that to work is much more interesting than to take a vacation.
That's the voice of a former Israeli prime minister, former Israeli president, and former almost everything else in that nation's government over the years, Shimon Peres, who's died at the age of 93 a few weeks after a stroke.
You know, people ask me, why don't you retire? I says, what do you want for my life? What do you want me to do? To buy a dog? Sit at the beach, and what? I shall be bold.
That's Peres in an appearance at an Israeli college about a year ago. His funeral's expected to be Friday. Investigators reviewing footage of an officer-involved shooting in El Cajon in Southern California.